Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is indeed the last departmental questions of this Parliament, and can I say, Mr. Speaker, it has been good to see you in your place at all of them. Yeah. I've enjoyed my exchanges with the Secretary of State, and note that during his time, I think no less than 9 Conservative minders have been sent to ensure, as his former deputy, the current Defence Secretary, has intimated, that he does not slip his electronic tag. But in all seriousness, for all the efforts to promote certainty for business, does he agree with me that the biggest uncertainty facing business in this country is his Tory Prime Minister's decision to flirt with EU exit, and the biggest mistake for his party would be to go along with it?
Well, I thank him for his courteous response on the last day of this Parliament, and for once I agree with him. It would indeed be disastrous if we were to leave the European Union. There would be a prolonged hiatus before the referendum is held. There are many options which could follow it, all of which would be very, very damaging for employment in this country, and I and my party will certainly not go along with that.
Chukaramuna.
I know he does not think his party's former president and current foreign affairs chief, the Honourable Member for Westmorland and Lonsdale, has much credibility, but I think that member was right to say an in-out referendum at the arbitrary date of 2017 would damage the national interest, compromise our negotiating position and be bad for the economy and jobs. Both he and the business secretary clearly fear their leader will once again sell out his principles, this time on the EU, and are worried about our future membership. There are many, many other reasons to do so, but is not the truth that the best and only way to clear up this uncertainty for business and the country is to vote Labour in 42 days?
That's the best you could do.
Well, I have a longer memory than the Honourable Gentleman. I first became involved in debates on the European Union in the mid-1970s when I was campaigning in favour and the Labour Party were against it. I'm glad that they've finally seen the light, and my party's been consistent throughout.